Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Idleman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. My name is Luke and I am your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. It's good to be here on the day after the election.
That's right. At approximately 8 a.m.
We're dating this podcast.
Approximately 8 a.m. This, the morning after the election. So as we record this, we're still waiting for a final verdict on who our next president is going to be and who many of our other elected officials are going to be across this country. But it's a close race in a lot of areas so far. And so we're just kind of in a holding pattern waiting to see what happens. But, you know, Shane, we've talked in the run-up to this election in particular with all of the strife and tumultuous spirits that were going around the country and everything that, you know, we as Christians are called to do something regardless of whoever is in office. And so right. You just want to speak to that a little bit this morning?
I do. And, you know, you've heard that tagline or those shirts that say the struggle is real, you know, and then moms get the shirt that says the snuggle is real when they have a little baby, but the struggle is real for Christians knowing, especially people who are following things, knowing how just, I mean, we're just on the tip of really, going in a very, very bad direction. So there's, you know, some, trepidation, there's some fear and anxiety that comes up. I mean, especially with bold preaching and churches that stand for the truth and the inerrancy of God's word, and they're not, you know, they can't ordain sin. And so, you know, it's going to be very interesting. However, like you said, you look at Paul in Rome, talk about not very friendly to the gospel. China, I mean, North Korea, of course, but Syria, I'm following a missionary there. I think she's in Syria or Iraq. And so it's not uncommon. So I think we need to kind of just prepare our hearts for two things. Number one, thank God for the blessings that we do have. We are actually eating the fruit from seeds that were planted, you know, decades, if not hundreds of years ago from Puritans, Pilgrims. You know, I believe that God wanted to make us a city on a hill to be that voice for Israel, to fight terrorism. And I think America is by far the leading country that gives to missions and gets the gospel out there. Nobody's even a close second that I'm aware of, not to mention being a terror to those who do evil. Yes, our past is checkered with bad mistakes, you know, whose past isn't. But overall, I think God has elevated us to be that light in a dark and dying world. And of course, you know, it's a number one promoter of pornography as well. So you have that evil working against us. But I think your question was reminding ourselves, for me, I've been in the Psalms a lot, reminding ourselves God is on the throne. He's not caught off guard. And I'm actually, you know, it was hard, but if it's not the person I want in office, okay, God allowed it. And would this actually usher in revival? Would it actually lead to the harvest of millions of souls, and versus our comfortable way of living, getting back to that, it kind of doesn't wake up the church. And then, so I could see what God is doing. However, we know that He wants His word in all areas of life, government, family, the church. And so I think that's it, reminding yourself of the hope, not getting caught up on media. God is still sovereign. I recognize I've prepared my wife and kids. I mean, the gospel today in America could cost us our life going forward in the future. I mean, this is the life we live. And so preparing them for that, and what a glorious thing though. Can you imagine if that were to happen? I know it's hard to perceive, but versus being a coward, sitting at home, not doing anything, and then dying an old man of cancer or something, and just missing that whole calling of God versus, you know, the seeds of the church is fertile ground from the blood of the martyrs. So I think, did I answer your question, kind of? The hope is in who God is. Hope is in His sovereignty. I mean, there's a lot of resting in, you know, think of Calvinism, but God's sovereignty that, I mean, if He allowed it, you know, you can't really get too disgruntled and upset, and then you start getting mad at him. But I do think, at least my reading of the Old Testament, that he gives nations a chance or people a chance. And if my people, and if, and so maybe, cause I remember, was it Josiah that reformed, you know, the nation of Israel back there, restored temple worship. And God says, thank you. That's wonderful. But because of the sins of Manasseh that were so abhorrent and so deadly in this, and the killing of children, sacrificing children, that because of Manasseh and Amnon and the wicked kings, I'm going to have to judge this land. So, you know, we either scenario could play out. I will say this, if President Trump does not win, then a lot of prophetic voices in the church really missed it. And my thought is, I don't know, we'll probably get this one out pretty quick, I think. My thought is it will go to the Supreme Court, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on. I mean, some states, you know, you have 100% the ballots that came in, 100% are for Biden. Yeah, right. Come on. I mean, so they're going to have to sort through this. And I personally think God's going to see that through. And but calling the church to prayer and fasting, that's what we're doing. Actually, while we're speaking right now, we opened the church a couple hours ago. We'll be here most of the day praying and fasting and seeking really the mercy of God, because the Bible also says, who knows if the Lord might not leave a blessing behind him for those who seek him. So long answer to a short question.
Yeah, well, I think it's important because there's a lot of people that, you know, and it's, I mean, I'm a human too, and it's easy for any of us to fall into kind of just looking at what's right in front of me, you know, and sometimes when we do that, we can have, we can kind of forget who God is. We can have either rose-colored glasses, or we can be incredibly fearful and worried and not know what's to come. And I think it's always a benefit to the Christian to always think long-term, to think eternal, to think towards God as being who he is through every situation and circumstance, past, present, and future. So, you know, with regards to where we are at currently this morning as we're recording this, I'll ask you a couple questions, just the same question, but for two different people. You know, our presidency right now is in question, so we're not sure who the president-elect is going to be. But first question, what is your prayer if we have another 4 years of Donald Trump? Your prayers for him and for his administration. And then number two, if we end up with President-elect Biden, what would be your prayer for him and for his administration for the next 4 years?
Wow, those are really good questions. I think Christians should struggle with both those, because a lot of people don't like the president. And hopefully just in a few hours, I'm going on a Zoom call with some of the leaders in the Christian community around the president. And man, their opinion of him compared to the media is like night and day. Not a racist, wants to know what God's word says. He knows when he gets it wrong. He's open for lovingly being rebuked in private. But yeah, he's still got that, you know, I mean, look at new Christians. Sometimes you hear some cuss words flying. You hear, I mean, you see things. And so I don't know where his faith is at, though. So I don't want to, you know, I don't say that. But my prayer is that he would actually, through this whole thing, he would be drawn closer to Jesus Christ, him and his family. And I pray that the tweets would soften, the rhetoric would soften, and that you would start to see someone being transformed by God in that White House. Doesn't have to, he probably shouldn't talk too much about God, because then if you don't know what you're saying and you know, say the wrong thing, or, you know, God spoke to me this morning, we need to nuke North Korea. You know, that's probably not going to go over well, which I don't agree. We need to do that. Even though I agree in the military and defense, but that's my prayer for him, that he would be changed, that America would actually experience revival. And that would actually be my same prayer for Biden, which I don't see him being a president more than, it won't be very long before his vice president will become the president. And then we'll have the most liberal senator, most radical senator that we've seen, even more so than Barack Obama, now leading our nation. So I believe the church will go more underground at that point. I think Bible-believing churches will be cut off as far as what they can and cannot say. And that will be more of a time of persecution. So my prayer through that would be God bring revival and save, you know, Biden and his VP and those close to him, and that's our only hope, is God awakening his church. So my prayers probably wouldn't change too much, but it would be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of those things where, being an American Christian, you certainly have that extra element of contribution to society that maybe some of our brothers and sisters who've gone before us, who exist in other parts of the world, certainly have. So we don't take the freedom for granted, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge God's providence to work within any realm of possibility that exists within there. And sometimes that might make us even a little bit uncomfortable. But this morning we are, as you said, we are gathered, we're praying, we're worshiping, we are still doing our best to not let the world overcome us with fear and confusion and allow us to be still and remember that he is God. Because
amen,
that doesn't change.
No, that's true. That's the key. We can't respond in fear. We have to be concerned, but we have to be at prayer meetings and fasting. And because the closer you draw to, like this morning, I don't even feel much trepidation at all. You know, fear, anxiety that was felt last night is gone. It's like, well, you know, God's on the throne. But once you get back into the media, back in the hype, back in the negativity, back in the being disgruntled, we should actually be the most joyful, happy people on the planet because of who we know, even if it costs us our life. I know it's radical, but the closer you draw to him, the more these other secondary issues become even less important. So
yeah,
hope that helps.
And that's what changes people.
Let me just pray real quick too for those, Lord, those listening right now who are battling fear and anxiety, uncertainty from the economy to health, all the things that are out there are huge. I pray that you would flood them with your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It means it doesn't make sense in the midst of turmoil and confusion and chaos. Ground them in your word. Draw them back to you. Give them a heart for your word, for worship, for prayer. And from that, I pray that they are filled with the Holy Spirit and then can then move forward. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed listening to this episode of Idleman Unplugged today, be sure to send us your topics and questions for what you would like to hear on future episodes of the podcast. You can get a hold of us at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com. Again, my name is Luke, and I am your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Idleman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.